Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
Welcome to the Honest Art Podcast. I'm your host, Jody King. As an artist for 20 years, instructor, speaker, author, and fellow rebel, I've worked with thousands of people around the world, from beginners to established artists, helping them create their strongest art and build a career doing what they love. So if you are ready to have a little fun while you learn about art, creativity, building a thriving art business, and living a bold, audacious life, you are in the right place. Also, if you're considering going pro in your art business, grab the PDF in the show notes on the five things they don't teach you in art school. All right, let's get messy. Okay, where are my abstract or abstract expressionist artists at? Or maybe you're not an abstract artist, but you are a whole ass human being and you're not quite sure maybe what the heck abstract expressionism even is. Regardless, this episode is for you because in this episode, we are talking about the fun and the joy and really the importance of mark making in our artwork. So if you're confused already about what I'm talking about or what mark making even is, I get it. I was once you. So let's get into it. Are you ready? Let's get messy. So I don't think I really understood what mark making meant, you know, years ago. I mean, not really. I assumed it meant you grab a pencil or a pen or whatever it might be, maybe a marker, and you approach the canvas and you make, I don't know, just like squiggly marks, you know, because people talk about mark making. I guess I painted a painting. Now I need to make some marks on it. But soon I realized it really is more than that, because you can always tell when an artist has finished a painting. It's like then they go back on top of it and it doesn't feel like it really works with it. It really has to be part of the intention of the painting because it's literally your signature, right? So mark making, a great way to think about it, again, is it's your signature. And just like every signature, there's not a good or a bad signature. They're just different, right? So we have to embrace our own unique signature, our own unique mark making and our art. And this became really clear to me not that long ago, maybe a year ago. A friend of mine has a, he was 3 or 4 years old, I can't remember, but we were together and he wanted to show me, you know, how he was painting and how he's creating. And so he asked me to go and sit with him at, you know, the little plastic toddler table. And at the table, he had all of these crayons. And so he's like, let's make art. I'm like, heck yeah, let's do it, right? So he got out this piece of paper and he got out, you know, some of the crayons he wanted. And he just started, you know, scribbling, for lack of a better term. And he was doing it with such passion and such joy and such energy. And I was sitting next to him, just really in awe of how, as toddlers, we just don't self-edit, right? We are in it for a good time. So I'm over there also trying to like, okay, well, if that's what he's going to do, I'm going to do the same thing. So it's like, we are doing the same thing. I'm still enjoying myself. I'm still having a good time, right? We're doing the same thing, but they look different. So even though they were squiggly, I'm sorry, on a podcast, it's really hard to demonstrate, but they were all kind of going in the same direction. They were very energetic. So they were so similar, but they were also so completely different. And so I tell you the story because I find this to also be the case with those of us that are like, oh, we're kind of new to mark making. We don't know what that means. So we see other artists who just do mark making as part of their regular practice, as part of their art. And we're like, oh, well, maybe my mark making needs to look like theirs. But the truth is if I try to recreate my friend, the toddler's marks, it would have the same effect as what it was when I tried copying my mother's signature on a test that I got a bad grade on. I don't know if this still happens, but when I was growing up, if I took a test, it was always a math test, trust me, that I got a bad grade on. The teacher would say, take this home to your parents and make them sign it, right? So I'm not stupid. I would take that test and I would try to recreate my mother's signature, right? So it might not have been obvious to me that it was totally fake and it looked forced, but it sure as hell looked obvious to other people. So that's the same thing that happens when we're like, oh my gosh, I love other artists' marks. I'm going to make art marks that look like that. But the reason that we can't do that is because our marks are totally uniquely our own. So it's not even really about the mark, really, when you think about it, so much as the expressive quality of the marks. Because we use mark making to convey emotions and even movement within our work. So that happens though, keep this in mind, that happens when we don't overthink the marks. Again, that we're not comparing our marks to another artist's work. We're not self-editing. We are just in it and we're just being fully expressive. So within that, each mark carries its own significance and contributes to the overall composition and the overall narrative of that piece of art. And then because of that, the marks give us, as the artist, right? And it even gives the viewer of the art, it gives us clues about our own voice, and it gives us clues about what is fully, truthfully, honestly, authentically true and real within our own art. But mark making doesn't always have to be scribbling and scratching into canvas or paper with a pencil or a marker. It can also be those symbols that keep coming up over and over again, almost unintentionally in our work. So as an example of that, for me, I noticed that I kept wanting to add three lines to my work, not two lines, not five lines. I always wanted to add three. So I didn't question it. I just put it in there. You know how you have that moment where you just sit back and you stare at your paintings and you're like, tell me what you want, right? Like, I want to be in this dance with you, with the art. I want to respond to it, but I can't respond to it unless you're you know, having a conversation with me, like, what is this about? And then I realized those three lines were so important to me because it was a representation of me and my two daughters. Okay. And then other times in my art, instead of, you know, those lines, there were other times when I was finding myself wanting to put ladders in my work. And I didn't question it. It's just those ladders. I mean, clearly I was in something, like I wanted to go up. I wanted to climb. I want to get out of something. I didn't question it. I just put those freaking ladders in my work. And then other times there were symbols that I kept feeling like I wanted to draw, almost like I call them energy, but it's like the, that symbol of an atom where it just kind of, there's a circle and then lots of swirls around it. So all I'm trying to say is every time I made those marks, I was doing them without hesitation and there was no self-editing. And I think that is really the key to owning our own mark and therefore our own signature. So you might be wondering, how can you find your unique mark making? So let's talk about that. I have several tips for you. Number one, you can use canvas, you can use paper. I like to, for this exercise, I like to use like small pieces of watercolor paper, or, you know, I have my own, I created my own art journal, the Honest Art Journal. And within that journal, I made sure that the paper was heavy enough to hold wet media and that it was perforated. So I'll just pull some of those pieces of paper out of my journal. And what I do is I will tack them up on the wall. I usually do like 6 or 8 of them. You can tack them up, you can tape them up, you know, whatever you might want to do. But the key is, once they're up, is to have some paint handy, have some mark making tools, as I like to call them, whether it's charcoal or markers or pencil. But don't limit yourself to just those kind of tools. You can also use spray paint. And then obviously you want to use paint as well. But the key is, have those ready. And then ready, I want you to either close your eyes or use a blindfold, or sometimes I use those sleeping masks, you know, that you get. But the idea is, you don't want to see, because something about seeing sets up the self-judgment and sets up the self-editing. But what we're wanting to do is we're wanting to put on those, that paper, or if you choose to do canvas, but we're wanting to put what's on the inside of us on the outside of us, like in a way of mark making. So once you have those tools, and once you either have your eyes closed or you can't see, then what I want you to do is grab those tools and work quickly. Okay, the quickly is important because, again, we are fighting against self-editing. And so the quickly, just like, I'm just going to have a good time. I'm just going to start making marks and moving my arms and just doing that. So it's just, it's an amazing way to really, once you step back and you take off your blindfold or you open your eyes, to see, oh my gosh, that's like my signature. That's what I do. And if you do this exercise, you'll notice that, and by the way, let me change that. If you do this exercise fairly frequently or often, you'll notice that your marks will change depending on how you're feeling. So for an example, your marks might feel peaceful sometimes, right? Your marks might feel angry sometimes. Your marks might feel excited sometimes or joyful. So the key is, just allow yourself to have fun with it, all right? Because what's going to happen is that mark making is going to become so comfortable that when you approach your canvas, you won't be able to help but to make similar marks. It's like, It's like riding a bicycle. You know, at first you really have to think about it, but then after you really get comfortable, you just ride. You don't have to think at all. So that's really what we're going for. So allow yourself to have fun with it, to enjoy the process. And for God's sakes, don't try to emulate other artists' marks. Let your signature be enough. Okay, now one last thing. If after you do this exercise, you notice that your mark making on those pieces of paper looks remarkably similar to your, I'll call it regular art, then that is awesome because it means you're showing up real and authentically in your other art as well. So like, bravo, good for you. But if it looks vastly different, then that's information too, right? It's not information to judge yourself or shame yourself or any of that, but it's information to ask yourself why. Ask yourself if there's a part of you in your regular work where maybe you're longing to be a little freer, right? Like the other exercise, or maybe you might be longing to be a little more expressive and less edited in your art. And you know what? Usually what I see happening is if that's what you're longing for in your art, it very often correlates to longing for that in your life. Because art is life, y'all. Now, don't shoot the messengers. I don't make the rule. I just live by them. And mark making has been a way to reflect back to myself what I'm feeling in a way that I didn't have words for. And the even better part is that energy, that truthfulness, that honest art will convey to your collectors as well. Okay, until next time, you guys stay cool. Peace out. I've been lucky enough to experience a great deal of success as an artist and the confidence that comes with it, but none of that would have happened if my art was mediocre. And it was for a little while. But I want every artist to enjoy the confidence that comes from creating art that is truly fine art and art that they are proud of. So I created a course that almost 1,000 artists have now taken called The Color Course for Rebels. And it will be on sale for a limited time, May 13th through 27th. So you can save $150 off of the course during that time. And you'll learn more than just color. You'll also learn all about composition and getting unstuck and everything else that it takes to create truly fine art. If you're interested in that, head to the link in the show notes to learn more.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.